Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Grace. Batting third. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Eldon Auker. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Rigney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Rigney. And now, play ball. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Auker covering, for the out. Krivic moves to third. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Wright reaches second base with a double. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hefner catches it and throws to second with Berardino covering, to double upright. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rigney moves to third. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rigney scores. Webb moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Webb moves to third. Krivic moves to second. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Webb scores. Krivic scores. QL moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field. Grace picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Grace. QL scores. Soltis moves to third. Appling moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wright is walked intentionally. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh strikes out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 1 in the game. Grace takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grace moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into right field. Wright picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wright. Grace scores. Radcliffe moves to third. Judnick moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. Judnick scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-1 in the game. McQuinn strikes out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-1 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy juggles the ball. That's an error on Kennedy. Cliff moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb misplays the ball. That's an error on Webb. Cliff moves to third. Berardino moves to second. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0-1 in the game. Auker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-2 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Grace hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judnick for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Soltis strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. QL moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. QL scores. Appling moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. Berardino hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rigney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Rigney moves to second. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift strikes out. One out. Chet Lobbs pinch hits for Eldon Auker. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL takes first base on ball 4. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Salters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. QL moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. QL scores. Salters moves to third. It's 6-3, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wright hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-3 in the game. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Webb strikes out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Krivic strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wright, who is chasing the ball. McQuinn reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 3 in the game. Berardino hits a fly ball towards left. Soltis catches it and throws to home to double up McQuinn. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.